Previously on the originals.
I assume I have the misfortune of speaking to my mother.
I have come to heal our family. I will undo everything that has been done, thereby giving you a new life.
You should get out of here. Oh, but there's not the forgiving kind.
I'm not afraid of him. I'm out to get even with Klaus, and you're gonna help me.
You're the Alpha. Our people are not meant to be slaves. You can free them.
I want you to rejoin our family. Take the body of a mortal. We can all be happy again.
Useless? You're not real.
I am flesh and blood. You're flesh and blood. You are my son.
I brought him here to be the father you never had. He said you wanted Elijah. He's sleeping. When he wakes, he'll make his own decision.
You cannot catch me, Elijah.
You're getting faster, Klaus, but you're not yet fast enough. Klaus? Niklaus?
There you are. Do you understand? One day a new monster shall be made.
I know you are locked in battle.
However deep in your mind our mother has set the stage, hear my voice.
Our mother thinks she will win because she has left you alone. But you are not alone. Let me in.
Let me help end whatever torment she has forced upon you.
I'm
trying to enter Elijah's thoughts to wake him. Esther has locked me out.
Is this rash a side effect of the witch acid trip he's on?
I haven't seen this since I was a child. Michael would return home from battle more blindly temperamental than usual, and our mother would use the petals of a rare Merlock orchid to put him to sleep. She would mend his mind with a spell, and then wake him with the roots of the same plant. If she has access to it now, then maybe it also grows in the bayou. You stay here with your wolves and mind the fort.
I'd rather rip your mother's head off.
Stay clear of her. I mean it, Haley. She already got to you once. What would happen if Elijah were to wake and find you a victim of her madness?
I won't go after her. I promise. I've learned a few things from your mother. I won't go after her. I'll go after everything that she loves.
Stone cold broke in the middle of the winter. Oh, like a poor man's son. But I feel the cold wind blowing, dark clouds form on the western sky. And I feeling like knowing everyone here will someday die. But I see bright stars shining high above Bethlehem town, and I chorus of angels singing out loud the sweetest sound. Oh, brothers, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to breathe.
I'm so sorry, Jack.
This is bull, Haley. Crescent tradition says you have a funeral at dawn and no one is here. That loyalty. Loyalty's gone.
We're standing around moping over Ollie's body when there's a war to be fought. I understand that you have to grieve, Jack. You waited for me, so I'll do the same for you. But our people need their alpha.
Where is your alpha?
Unavailable.
So you brought Junior Varsity? You know, I'm getting a little tired of you using my place as a den for wayward wolves.
Well, it's just that we were going to take down Finn Michelson today, and considering how he treated your vampires, I assume that you would want in on the bloodbath.
I'm listening.
Well, it's not going to be easy. He's surrounded by a pack of juiced-up wolves. He doesn't have a weakness.
He does, actually, and I have her on speed dial. He's got a thing for Cammy.
Klaus will go ballistic if we get Cammy involved in this.
Klaus ain't here. And Cammy, well, she's got this thing about people telling her what she can and can't do. Trust you of all people understand.
He hasn't called. He thinks he's protecting me, but I don't think I want to be protected. Truth be told, I don't think I want to be around him anymore at all.
Oh. That's a nice piece of progress. What's on your mind?
I was wondering. I know this is, like, horribly unprofessional, but I was hoping I could get a new advisor.
You are finding our sessions productive?
No. No, that's not it. They've been great. You're really getting to know me. I want to get to know you too. Right. Yes. Mortifyingly unprofessional. I'm gonna go.
Camille.
Do you enjoy jazz?
To repair the damage that you did to my delinking spell. The only reason I'm still shacked up in this dump motel with you is for your freaky witch encyclopedia brain.
Okay. Well, here's a magical secret from the ancient legends of the Romani psychics. Sleep, Divina. You've been awake for days.
Kind of hard to rest with a 1,000-year-old psycho in the next bed.
You say that, I sound like a bit of a creeper.
Can you just stop?
Stop what, darling?
Calling me darling and trying to be funny and all of that.
Oh, well, most girls like this, but then you're not like most girls, are you?
What I'd like is for you to just stop messing around.
Okay, Davina, all right. I have been trying to charm you, and your resistance is as impressive as it is baffling. But there are things that we can do, big things. I can't share my secrets with you unless we trust each other.
I don't care about your secrets, Caleb. Cole. I don't even know what to call you.
Cole Michelson. And if you want to take down Klaus without your friends dying, well, then you'd be a fool not to listen.
What's happening?
That's Mother Dearest calling me home.
Well, you always did know how to leave a message, Mother.
If only all my sons were as respectful as you are. Cole will return home soon. Elijah will wake from his slumber, believing the only way to salvage his humanity is to rejoin our family. Which is why it is time you bring Camille in. Here. I've spelled this to subdue her without causing bodily harm.
I thought we had more time.
We don't. Once Klaus has been duly influenced by his father, we will need to act quickly.
No.
There's no need for this. I can bring her in without it.
I have no intention of taking Esther's bargain and no desire to be remade a mortal being. Now kindly piss off. I'm in a hurry to help my real family.
You seek the Murlock Orchid.
How did you know that?
I saw you carry Elijah home last night. Who do you think used to find the orchid for your mother to put Michael to sleep? Without my help, you could search forever.
My mother brought you back from the dead. My sense of strategy tells me it wasn't to play a father-son game of hide-and-seek.
You can storm off in a fit of stubbornness if you like, but I suggest you do so toward the west.
Any fun with magic, or is it all just angst and child sacrifice for you lot?
You were a witch before you were a vampire, right?
Yeah. None of my siblings have tapped into their power. I was a bit of a child prodigy. I loved it. I loved the power. I loved the rush. And then when we turned, I lost it all. I went through a bit of a dark period.
A 1,000 years?
Yeah, well, I'm a thrill seeker. Couldn't get that from magic anymore, so I looked elsewhere.
Yeah, murder, mayhem.
Yeah, youthful misadventures. I actually spent quite a lot of time with witches. You know, learning from them, teaching them. Trying to get back what my mother stole from me.
Is that why she brought you back as a witch?
Well, she felt like this body would be the best for the task at hand. Spying on the prettiest witch in town.
I can't believe your mom sent you here to flirt with me.
No, Mum, she sent me to follow you. A flirting bit with me.
Cammy said Vincent wants to meet at Preservation Hall, but he won't be unprotected. There'll be wolves positioned here and here.
Can we keep this alley open?
Right, I'll wait there and rip Vincent's head off.
Nah, a body jump.
His head stays on. He'll have a hard time answering our questions without it.
Sweet, it's a big box of dusty old junk. We're saved.
They're dark objects my uncle left for me. I've been cataloging them according to Kieran's notes. As far as I can tell, these can be used against witches specifically.
Kinky.
I remember these. But 100 years ago, the human faction waged a war against the voodoo queens. They had a traitor spell these manacles and slap them on a witch. Can't do magic as long as they're on.
All right, well, we're not going to get the handcuffs of doom on him while he's surrounded by a werewolf entourage.
You just lure him away. I can do that.
Cammy, if we do this, you're the bait. Are you sure you're okay with that?
Make it look convincing. Guy's really smart.
1,000 years estranged, and you choose to walk in silence. Surely you have questions for me.
Just one. Is there a way to cure Elijah without having to listen to the pointless ramblings of an old man?
I'm afraid the price of my expertise is conversation.
You know, I used to tell myself that my real father must have had no idea I existed. Otherwise, he'd never leave me to suffer under Michael.
Esther forbade me from seeing you, so I waited, knowing that one day you would trigger your curse and need your real father. When that happened, Michael found me first. I fought him for you.
As with your grand declaration, it's just a few years too late.
Now, you joke, but I know you've always held a void in your life. I've watched you from beyond for centuries. You've traveled all corners of the world, seen monuments erected, feasted on the blood of history's most extraordinary men, but you've never found true peace. The only moments of joy in your life, however fleeting, have been simple pleasures. As you climbed the Himalayas, as you tended to your horses, quiet days teaching that boy Shakespeare.
Stop.
I watched you paint. I watched you feel your unborn daughter's kick.
I said, stop! A millennium of observing me. Were your eyes closed as I slaughtered whole villages, fed my way through thousands of innocents? Because let's face it, I have a tendency to play with my food. Have I made you proud, Father?
I need to teach you how to send a text message.
You were told to get the White Oak steak days ago. We need it now, seeing as your father has risen.
Michael, back from the dead.
Enough. You kept it from me. Why? Because of Davina Clare.
To protect your plan. She's never going to trust me if she thinks I'm just a flying monkey to the Wicked Witch. I've got it handled, Mother.
I want that steak, and I don't care what you have to do to get it.
Vain. It's everywhere.
My relentless mother has set a trap.
I'll retrieve the Malloc for you.
At what cost? Why don't you use your vampire abilities to end your doubts?
Search my mind. You'll see I'm not allied with your mother.
I have absolutely no interest in the inner workings of your brain.
I'm surprised at your cowardice. Why you stand here in fear of me? Your brother suffers further.
Gather the orchids.
What does your mother want from you?
She wants me to take that steak out of your bag. Give it to her. So that you can't kill Klaus before she gets her big happy family.
Is that why you called me here?
I'm not my mother's puppet. I want something different. Entirely. I want your blood. Relax, love. I'm not going to take it. I'm asking you nicely.
Sure, I'll just bleed for you without any explanation at all.
About 100 years ago, this tomb used to be my playhouse. The witches I used to run with, they used to make all kinds of magic in here. That is until I pissed the prettiest one off, as I tend to do, and, well, she locked me out.
So why do you need my blood?
Her name was Mary Alice Clare. Only a Clare witch can open this tomb.
Where'd you get all this stuff?
I was a vampire. I'd get anything I wanted. I couldn't practice witchcraft, so I charmed some witches, and I taught them a new kind of magic that I'd learned in Arabia called Kemia. We made items that allow me to use magic without doing magic.
You taught them how to make dark objects?
Yeah. And for a time, they were scattered all around the city. Can't for the life of me find out where they are now, but
I've got the one that matters.
What is it?
It's not about what it is. It's about what it could be. You want to take down Klaus, right? I've wanted one thing for years. To drive a dagger into his heart, like he's done to me so many times.
Those daggers don't work on Klaus.
Smart girl. A little practice, and some trust, we'll fix it so this one will. We'll put him in a box. Seeing as he won't be entirely dead, your friends will be safe. So what'd you say?
Ladylike, so I learned to love it as an act of rebellion.
What about you? Snobby mom, distant dad, Phil?
Well, my mother and I are quite close. And she made so many sacrifices for us. Now anything she asks seems negligible in comparison.
Oh, hold on. I'm so sorry. Can you hold it? I have to take this. A friend is covering my shift. I'll be right back. I'm so sorry.
I've always seen a blade to have a very different use.
Michael started to kill Klaus, but you were born to create. Power lies in embracing your true nature.
You think I should accept my mother's offer? Sacrifice my vampirism, and then what? Become a florist?
You wouldn't be sacrificing anything. As a wolf, you could be king to an entire species. You would feel true peace. Better father.
I am no longer a father.
In our animal form, we feel everything more acutely. When you were a boy, after each full moon, I would wake closer to your village, having been drawn to you in the night. Since I've been back, each month when I turn, I wake further from New Orleans. I know the call of my own blood, Klaus. I know your child is still alive.
It was a wolf fight!
Who broke rank?
I'll knock some heads together and find out.
I'll know where Camille is shortly. You'll meet me there. Come alone, because your wolves can't be trusted.
Well, he bought it. His locator spell will bring him here without the bodyguards.
I always thought having a woman's mouth on my neck would be more erotic.
I feel fast. Let's get all these lights off. Here you go.
We're still going to hell for this.
Yeah, I get you said. Hey, I know this probably isn't your ideal Friday night. I'm sure you'd rather be, like,
doing push-ups or drinking beers with your bros or whatever.
Not so bad.
Okay, tell me the plan one more time.
Aiden's gonna get Vincent to the altar and then I'm gonna jump him. He's powerful though, so we only have a few seconds to get the shackles on him.
Where's Marcel?
He's looking for Davina. He heard she was back in town.
Overprotective dad stuff.
If you want to call ripping Cole Michelson into 1,000 little pieces protective dad stuff, then yeah, that's it.
The hunters who forged the original's daggers to take out my family didn't know that Klaus was part werewolf. Not vulnerable to silver. Now, it's impossible to replicate the spell cast on the dagger. Trust me, I've tried. It's not impossible to change the dagger itself. Now, Kemia allows witches to destroy one element to create another. Say, changing silver to gold, for example.
So, you've been hanging out with me this whole time because you don't have enough power on your own?
No. Kemia's about... it's about chemistry. It's about connection. And after what happened with the White Oak Stake, I don't think you could deny what we have. So here, hold my hand.
That's a giant diamond.
It's a paragon diamond. Use them to conduct power.
Is the hand-holding really necessary?
I mean, we could make out, but then that would be entirely distracting. All right, follow my lead. Close your eyes. Unlock your dial, hurry it. Replace the one I broke.
I changed it.
Oh, Davina, Claire. You're gonna change everything.
This will help, Elijah.
Ansel. I'd be lying if I said your offer wasn't appealing. I've never known a parent to be a benevolent force. I think I would have liked to have been your son. But a different path was chosen for me. And I have, for the past 1,000 years, been son of Michael. Paranoid. Vengeful. I'm powerful enough to protect my daughter.
I want to help you defend her.
I believe you. But love is what Esther twists. She will take the best of your intentions and she will use them to get to my little girl. You waited too long before you came to rescue me. I won't make the same mistake with Hope.
Oh,
late. I should get going.
Suppose you'd be wanting to get back to Marcel's.
I lied to him about you. Rather go back to the attic.
Voluntarily returning to the jail cell where they locked you up. You must have been lonely all that time. Now, which needs a coven, even if it is just two?
When can we work on the dagger?
So, got some more work to do with each other first.
You're gonna like me, Davina Clare. And I'm gonna let you pretend a while that you don't already.
I staked it out. Looks like a couple of Oliver's friends wanting to avenge his death.
Where's Cammy?
She's tied up near the altar. Okay, you know what? You beeline for her. I'll handle the rest of them, all right?
Aiden?
Your brother was among the recruits that Oliver rescued, was he not?
Take my pack back.
Your pack? Last I checked, your pack was blindly following me.
Want to talk about following? How do your mother's spirits taste?
What have you done with Cammy? Hybrids die by losing their head or their heart. And given the choice, I'm going to take the organ that got you into this mess in the first place. Let's get the trickle of bastards.
You'd have done the same thing to me, Finn.
Are you okay? I'm so sorry I made you wait.
Your timing was pretty awesome, actually.
Family.
We put Vincent in the back of Josh's car.
Is Aiden all right?
Some ice and bourbon. He'll be fine. How do you know where to find us?
I spent a lot of time tracking you when I was a wolf. Call it animal instinct.
Jack.
Oh, Ollie used to give me so much hell for waiting on you. When girls came and went, but I always knew someday you'd come. See, our parents had been so sure that you and I could change things for the better.
Jack, the girl that you were waiting on was Andrea Lebonaire, mythic revolutionary. You got Haley Marshall, a knocked up tomboy with a bad attitude. You got dealt a crappy hand.
No, you're right. You're not the girl I waited for. You're better.
What is it?
Spent the day with my father. My real father. Esther brought him back from the dead, believing he could convince me to renounce vampirism. I thought of what I could be had I been raised by him. Had I been nurtured. This was his. About hope, and I wanted to trust him more than anything in the world. I wanted to. I couldn't be sure, and I would never forgive myself if something happened to her because of my selfish desire for a father. So I killed him. Without hesitation, I killed him.
Here comes a woman with a look in her eye.
You killed him for hope.
Raised on leather with flesh on her mind. Words as weapons.
Whatever innocence remains, we must protect at any cost.
The other half died. The other half died. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Here come the man with a look in his eye. Look at them kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lived. The other half lived. How the other half lived. alive. The devil inside. Every single one of us.
Sorry, we're closed.
That's too bad. I hear you serve the best sassa rack in town. Camille, isn't it? My sons have taken quite the liking to you.
How do you feel? The worst has passed.
Well, I suspect the nightmares are far from over.
Well, gather your strength. After the message I sent Mother tonight, I expect hellfire to rain down upon us imminently.
We need to make a move before she strikes.
Well, actually, moves were made while you were sleeping.
It's good to see you, Vertical. Marcella and I each left a gift for you in the ballroom. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Kidnapping. It's a rather unpleasant way to begin a family reunion.
Well, wait until you see how we end it.